My relationships have never been cleared for takeoff. But at least I'm not the only one in my family not to be married.
We have some news.
I'm engaged.
I can't go to my little sister's wedding single.
If you need a man, honey, I can get you one of those.
It's not a man I need. It's a husband or a potential husband in a month.
Why don't you marry Gail?
She goes, they finally fucking made Soul Plane too.
I mean, look at the cast list. You got your boy Trey Songz back.
Oh! All right, people. All right. You know? All right. This non-acting ass nigga. Now, I gave him shit in Texas Chainsaw or whatever, but I was just like, it's a horror movie. I don't know. Maybe if they gave him something, then maybe he could do so. I don't fucking know, whatever. But seeing this, that nigga can't act.
Well, no shit. He can't sing either, but yet he's selling records.
That nigga can't act for shit. I was just like, Jesus Christ, he's horrible. You know what? I started making comparisons. I was like, you know, Think Like a Man, Chris Brown had one line in it, and he just kept coming back for that one line in it, and at least I laughed at that line because it was kind of hilarious, but at Trey Songz, I was just looking at him and was like, Trey, can you open up your goddamn mouth, man? Because you're just over there mumbling. You might as well be the new Keem Woodbine over there, except you just can't act. You know, I mean,
yep.
His facial expressions are even retarded. I was just like, do you even know what you're doing right now, Trey?
People, let's talk for a second here.
Baggage claim is what we're talking about, big people.
Yes.
Lay who's first black comedy of the Lay who, did you get your black card walking out of this?
I got a heavy amount of uncomfortableness. Because let me explain. Do you want to know what it feels like? Well, let me rephrase that before I get racist. Do you want to know what it feels like when you walk into a theater, you see a bunch of, I'll describe them as urban Negroes, and you are the white person walking in?
You should have took that indie film chick with you.
You know what? That would have been a haunted house all over again.
You know what? Yeah, that probably wouldn't have been a good idea. They'd be like, it's Mandango party up here, cuz.
Oh, I just sit my ass down, and man, they were laughing and laughing and laughing.
Listen, Lou. Now, this is a serious question. Have you ever seen a Tyler Perry movie
No.
in theater?
No.
Okay, well, damn. This is going to be... See, movie spoilers has opened up a wide range of experience for you, Lou, because...
It gets worse. Studios,
here at Movie Spoiler Studios, I don't go see that shit. Tyler Perry, this movie right here, I wouldn't go see this shit, honestly, or whatever, because I already know how black people work in movies. Tyler Perry movies?
Wait, what the fuck? I went to go see it and you didn't?
I did go see it. What are you talking about?
I was about to say, eat a dick.
Yeah, I made you go see it by yourself. Trust me, I went to go see this. Matter of fact, I saw it on a fucking Thursday night at a goddamn 10 o'clock show, so. Yeah, I saw it all right, but anyway. So. I would never go see a Tyler Perry movie if I wasn't doing this right here.
Well, but yeah.
Since I've started doing this and I'm going to go see these movies, I noticed that it's nothing but filled with Negroes and they just can't stop laughing at the most retarded shit ever. So when I went to go see this and I was in that crowd with a bunch of Negroes, I looked at the opening of this movie and I said, how come whenever it's an all-black class, they have to do movies like this?
Look at Think Like a Man, the one that white people have actually watched.
Yeah, exactly.
One actually kind of worked because it was clever.
Yeah, it actually worked for, you know, I didn't really care for the movie that much, but it had some moments in it where I was just like, oh, at least this is not like, you know, it's like, oh, making me cringe. Like, oh, why?
It was like full-out stupidity.
Exactly, whatever. I was just like, why did they do this, whatever. I was like, okay. But in this one, I was just like, they even made it worse by adding the word marriage in this shit. I was just like, I said, where is Tyler Perry at?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm expecting him to come out with a goddamn church scene. I really am at this point.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what happens, people. This is what happens when something is established as successful. Now we're getting the spinoffs and the shoot-offs. This is the shoot-off of a Tyler Perry movie, or so I understand from what you've told me.
It really is. But the thing is, I still can't get this. I mean, there are some actors in here that I actually do like. I mean, not in the movie.
Demon, whatever his name is.
Jamon Hounsou?
Yes.
I love this dude. He's like
one of the best. I do too.
He's one of the best African dudes. You know what? I got to say, he probably was the best character in the film. Because
Dude, yeah, no shit.
he was actually the only one that made sense in the fucking movie. He was just, I was like, he's the most realistic guy in the whole goddamn movie. Everybody else is living in some fucking fantasy world that black people know goddamn well they don't live in. Taye Diggs, I mean, I don't love him, but I was like, I don't hate him. I mean, I know he can be good or at least cheesy and campy at times, whatever, but I was like, in this one, I was like, whatever. I mean,
Now, I got a question to ask you, and this is an honest question, and I don't mean anything racist by this. What is every black lead in these movies a bitch?
By lead, you mean men or the women?
Women.
Dark woman. Yeah, every one of them. The only one that wasn't was Lauren London, and that's just because she's just playing the little sister who only had one line.
Like, really? Really?
I gotta say this right now, first of all. You notice the fantasy, first of all, when this bitch meets every black Negro in this film and they all successful and own their own business and shit.
Like, not only that, but the fact that they take shit from this girl. It's like, right. I understand, you know, no guy's gonna fight back in a public place, but the shit that she says, it's like, alright, I'm just gonna let you keep mouthing off because I know you're making an ass out of yourself in front of everyone here.
Not only that, it's just that every black male actor in here are not only are they fucking successful, like, I ain't talking successful like, they're doing well. I'm talking successful until the point where, like, you got Taye Diggs who's about to be, what was he, about to be congressman or some shit like that?
I fucking forget.
Yeah, he's something like that, whatever. He's running for office, let's say that. You got Jamon Hansen, you know, I ain't gonna talk about Jamon Hansen because he, like I said, once again, he was the most realistic character in here, but he owns his own, like, chain of hotels or, like, one of the most luxurious hotels in L.A.,
he got all those diamonds from Blood Diamond and got himself a job.
Exactly. That's exactly right. He was like, Leonardo DiCaprio's death wasn't in vain and shit, you know? you got a lot of black male actors in here that are like fucking financially wealthy or whatever. And when you see their character, they just become the most childish, stupidest fucking thing I've ever seen. Like with Taye Diggs' character, it just goes to the point over the top where he's just, like, pretty much an Uncle Tom.
Yeah, I mean... It turns into, like, these people are like, well, I'm a successful hotel manager. Well, you ain't shit. Bitch, what the fuck you talking about? I ain't so shit.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the basic plot of this, because people are like, let me go get a cook pot. Paula Patton played Montana Moore. Oh, my God, Paula Patton, you are so fucking gorgeous, too. Like, I was just looking at you, like, obviously, you already know it's a fantasy from the startup because Paula Patton's character is... She wants to find that special someone. She wants to get married and shit like that, whatever. That's pretty much a plot right there. So she goes through, like...
Yeah, with her attitude, good luck.
Yeah, with her truck. First of all, I'm going to tell you this right now. You know it's a fucking fantasy because, number one, Paula Patton trying to find a man, I don't think that's hard to do, honestly. I don't see not one man throwing themselves at her or whatever because, goddamn, she is fine. Like, I'm going to say this is the best criticism I can give this movie right here or whatever. It has the finest black women in this movie I have ever fucking seen. Well, I was just looking at this like, man, I was like, they need to put me in this movie because Paula Patton wouldn't have any trouble finding a man right there or whatever.
You would take her shit.
I would take it. She's not that bad of a bitch now. Come on. Compared to some of them. I think the men was worse, honestly. Whatever.
No, I do agree with you. I'm just wondering, like, just, it's just this thing of, like, I've heard from so many people, like, the women in these movies are just all very annoying.
Yeah, and the men are, like, the villains.
And the men are the villains, and there's a disconnect, because it's like, wait, what the...
Mm-hmm. She, Paula Patton's character, becomes a bitch at the end, where she treats her neighbor, I think it was William Wright, right, played by Derek Luke?
Yeah.
Derek Luke, horrible actor. Let me tell you this right now. That guy was horrible. But at the same time, I liked him. I'll go ahead and say that. I was like, once again, we have another realistic character here or whatever. I was like, him and Jamon Hansu or whatever. At least Jamon Hansu, he can still act or whatever. But with Derek, I was just looking at him. I was like, sometimes I was like, I can't stand looking at this nigga. But at the time, whatever, he was like the most reasonable character once again. He plays the neighbor for Paula Patton. Because all you see is Paula Patton first. And then she walks up the stairs. And next you know, Christina Milian, I'm just like, oh! second finest woman of the movie, whatever. I was just looking at her. And then Lauren London comes, oh! I was like, I want to hate this movie. Stop doing this to me. Why are you? It's like the director said. He's like, I know P1's gonna hate this shit. He's like, he can't stand it. I was like, so you know what I'm gonna do? I'm just gonna keep throwing a black woman every 5 minutes at him or whatever. Every 5 minutes of scene. I was like, oh, please stop with your evil powers, director.
Oh no, this is Because how you're reacting right now is how my crowd was reacting. Because every time one of these girls walked on screen, everyone in the audience, oh yeah, whoop whoop! And I'm just sitting there like,
I wish I could have been there with you then, because you would have just been like, you'd be like, P1, do they all? And you would be like, girl.
I'm just sitting there like, this is one of the positive times that I remember that I have a girlfriend.
Because, damn, this is one of my, this, we just got done, well, you know what, this is my motivation for wanting to work in Hollywood so much.
This movie?
No, just so I can meet one of these black women. Cause, damn, dude, these, I'm sorry, dude, Leia, you can't deny that how beautiful these women were in here, whatever. I mean, Jesus Christ, I don't want, I mean, as far as they care to go in the movie, I don't give a fuck about their care, but as far as looks, oh my God.
Yeah, see, here's the thing. Character matters to me. Like, I like a person on the inside and the outside. Yes, they're attractive. But as soon as they start acting, I'm just like, all right, I'm done.
Oh, my God, Christina. Oh, you know what? They have one of my favorite, like, this is one of my childhood crushes right here. Tia Maury. Oh, I forgot.
Yeah! That one shocked the shit out of me.
Oh, my God, I love this woman. I love this chick since I was, like, when that fucking show come on? Like, 1990-something?
Yeah, because, like, I'm sitting there, and then she pops up, and I'm like, why do I reckon up? Wait a minute.
Oh, my God, I've had a crush on her since I was goddamn child. I used to watch that shitty-ass show. I used to watch that, and she was always my favorite one or whatever out of the two or whatever. And then I saw her in this movie, and I was just like, oh, my God, I hope she's in the movie more. Because she's on the cover poster, right? So, like, she Paula Patton's character's on a date with Trey Songz. And it's working out well. And then Tia Maury, her character shows up, and you're just thinking like, oh shit, this is Trey Songz, like, other woman on the side that he just lied and didn't tell her about her. But then we come to an understanding that it's just like somebody he works with at the label order. So Trey Songz take Paula Patton back to the house, right? And then Tia Maury just, like, her character does like almost a 180 of like just tripping out, and I'm just like, I mean, if that's what they told you to do, you completed that job. But at the same time, I don't like this.
No. And I have to ask you a question. Who was the bitch that played Tanya?
Who was Tanya again?
I like, she was the one who was the sassy friend.
Oh, you talking about the one at the air, that was Lala at the airport that
worked. Yes.
Now, you talking about the chick behind the counter, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Lala, who is this bitch?
That's Lala, Carmelo Anthony's wife.
You gotta be kidding me.
Another fine ass black woman, but Jesus Christ. That's why my comparison to Soul Plane 2 came into it, because her ass, what is she doing behind the counter? I take it she takes people's boarding passes and shit. She registers them in. She's looking up shoes and shit online. So I was just like,
oh. It's like your husband's a basketball player. Time out here. If you want some goddamn Jordans, all you gotta do is ask them.
She was also in Think Like a Man, too, so I think they just get her for all these black romantic comedies like this, just to put her in there. I think she'd become the official spokesperson in here.
Oh, fuck.
You know what? Another character I did like, actually, from the beginning to the end, maybe, or whatever, and this is gonna be funny, too, you might even laugh, but it was actually the gay white guy.
No, I liked him, too.
I said, a black comedy and
the he's the only one I could goddamn relate with.
And you're not even a gay black guy. I was like, from the beginning of the film, like, as soon as he opened his mouth, I was just like, I like this guy already. Like, he seems like he's playing himself. He's being charming and charismatic and whatever and stuff. And I was
just it's one of the rare times that in a comedy like this, they don't, like, make the gay guy, oh, hey, he's just a normal guy.
He's a sensible black guy. He makes his passes every now and then or whatever. Like, talk about, like, how, like guys were. But it's just, like, so subtle that it's like, yeah, I'm sure that's what, if you hung out with some girls, whatever, that's what you would say if you were a gay guy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I actually liked his character. I was like, I like this guy, whatever. I like him a lot, whatever.
Yeah, played by Adam Brody.
Adam Brody, yeah. William's character, William Wright. Like, I didn't like his acting, but I thought his character made sense. I remember, I mean, he's dating Christina Milian, but she's cheating. Well, she supposedly says, like, oh, my grandmother's sick, I gotta fly out of town. But then Paula Patton finds out that, you know, hey, she's cheating with some Italian dude or whatever. And I was just like, you see how fine that fucking girl is? She can cheat on whoever the fuck she wants to, okay? Did you really think she was gonna stay with that ugly-ass nigga all day? Did you think that, huh? For 1 second.
And then I thought, wow, I'm done with this movie. I'm done.
You know what I thought? I said, shit, she can cheat on me as long as I get that one time. I don't give a shit.
Nope, I'm done. I don't even give two shits about how this ends. I don't care when Trey Songz is gonna come on and completely derail this fucking thing.
Wasn't you glad when they took him? Because what does this character does in this movie? He plays a singer again.
Gee, what a shock! Next thing you're gonna tell me is that he sleeps with white women.
He didn't in the movie. I don't know if he was sleeping with Tia or whatever. I doubt it because Tia is too goddamn good for him. I mean, she's fucking gorgeous. They even had that dude back from a haunted house, or whatever. The cousin to Marlon Wayans, or whatever. He was playing the security in the in the airport and shit like that.
Yeah.
I mean, he might as well have been playing the same goddamn character from Haunted House, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, the movie ends up pretty much with just Paula Patton hooking up with her neighbor William or whatever, because you know she finds out, oh, that's my real. I was like, I already knew where this movie was gonna go. It's predictable.
Well, yeah,
like,
no shit.
As soon as the neighbor fucking came on screen and whatever, and she says, I can never find a good man. I saw that they've been friends for so long, and I was just like, yeah, they're gonna hook up with her. But my thing was like, how are they gonna get rid of Christina Milian? I was like, oh, there it goes. All right, so I'm done.
Yeah. With Here's a hilarious thing about your boy Derek Luke here.
Oh,
Derek Luke won the Independent Spirit Award for Best Male Lead.
What did he win for?
What did he win for?
Yeah, what movie was it for?
Hold on here. That's a good question. Oh, Antoine Fisher.
Oh my God, he was in Captain America too.
Was it? Oh my God, he was.
You know what? I hate this guy. I don't like this guy. Oh, he was in Medea Goes to Jail too. Wow, what a shocker there. You know?
Talk about derailing your career. Shit.
I'll tell you this. He sure does have some diversity in his fucking choices. I don't know how you go from a fucking Medea.
Oh, that's where I remember him from.
But Bound for whatever that movie was, with the basketball movie.
No, Notorious.
Notorious. Yeah, he was in that as well. So yeah,
I was about to say, I was wondering where I'd seen his ass before.
Damn, brother, you need to stay subtle with your fucking choices or whatever. How the fuck you go from Notorious to a Madea film to a fucking superhero film to a basketball glory film to this shit? What the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, damn, he's sure got an eclectic record.
Exactly, I don't know what to think about you now.
Yeah, because he wasn't bad in Notorious.
No, he wasn't. Terrence Jenkins, he's in the film too. He's just another character. He's just like, whatever, man. You know what? I mean, it ends up with him. Paula Patton's fine ass finally gets a man. Because Jamon Hansu, I got to talk about this guy now. Before we get on race, I got to talk about Jamon Hansu. He comes in, Paula Patton's drunk at this hotel. He comes in, sweeps her off the feet. I'm just like, damn, this brother clean. I was like, so what's going to be his assholey thing, whatever? And you know what his assholey thing was? I'm not looking to get married or anything like that. I'm just looking to enjoy my life, have a good time. I said, excuse me. I started choking in the theater. I was like, did they create a character that actually makes sense in this movie?
Yeah, really. Like, I was just sitting there like, this dude gonna get slapped in 3, 2, 1. Oh, wait, it didn't happen.
The thing that pissed me off about that scene, too, is they had a great night together. They didn't sleep with each other or anything. Like, they just spent the night talking about what was going on.
Yeah, that is the thing. You're right. That was a good decision to have.
Yeah, that was a really good scene, like, to have in this shitty-ass movie where she does nothing but goes with these guys and she'll end up probably sleeping with one, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. Because the first guy she's dating, he's pretty much got a wife and a newborn on the way and shit like that or whatever. And the thing was, like, when I saw that scene, I was just like, this is a real nice scene that you wouldn't add in this movie. You would add this in an actual romance movie. Honestly, they should have just took the fucking comedy aspect out of it. That way we wouldn't have had this silly shit that we had in this fucking movie. And maybe it would have just been a decent Paula Patton and Jamon Hansu movie. I don't know. Like, they could have took the 500 Days of Summer route. Instead, Jamon Hansu plays the summer in the movie or whatever. I don't know. Some shit like that. They could have did that easily, whatever.
You are reaching for the stars with that one.
They fucking derailed this movie so much by putting, like, fucking singers in here. Once again, Samuel Jackson, you just proved your point again, because I don't know if you ever read this article. Samuel Jackson came out and was like, rappers and singers becoming actors and shit like that. He was just like,
oh, I've read it. It's amazing. Yeah.
It's fucking amazing. And this proves the point right here or whatever. It's just like, why do you... It's just, they don't even do it just to put a name in there. You gotta have a name in there. He's black. He has a name or whatever. People are gonna go see it because of his ass or whatever. You know, he's the name. And Jamon Hansu, because that scene was beautiful until Paula Patton, after one night, she's like expecting him to get on one knee and marry her. And he even had this look in his eye like,
bitch, you crazy.
I just we just hooked back up. It's just one night. Like, what the fuck? Like, you trying to jump in this marriage shit, like, too soon. Like, what is wrong with you, whatever? Like, how about we get some dates, let a year or two pass, and maybe if it still works out well, then that's what I'm proposing. You're talking about, like, right now, I should be proposing to you. No. He's like, look here, I want to travel the world right now. I want to go on a sea tech event. I want you to come with me or whatever. We need to hang out. We need to learn more. And I was like, man, this guy is still an amazing actor in this bullshit film.
Yeah. It's like no one told him that this is like a stupid movie, and he actually went all for it.
You know what? I think they gave him shitty lines, and I bet he just fucking looked at that and said, you know what? I was in fucking Blood Diamond, okay? I'm not
reading this. Fuck this shit.
I'm saying whatever the fuck he wanted to say, and he probably didn't. The director looked at him and was like, wait a minute, this is actually better than what I gave him. Keep filming. Go ahead or whatever. Because even at the end of the film, he comes back because he gives her a diamond necklace and shit, or a diamond bracelet or whatever. He comes back at the end of the film and she tells him, I don't want to be with you because I want more than just, you know, just hanging out, dating and stuff like that. And he looked at her and was like, and you deserve that. I respect that. And just left. And I was like, you know what? Shit, I'm taking my damn drawers off right now. This dude is fucking perfect right here. I said, did you not have that feeling for him, though?
It's like the thing of, like, wow, you are the one diamond in this rough, no pun intended.
Hey, that rough got some fucking thorns and shit in this rough.
Exactly. So, I'm going to my rating here. This is getting a low, low, low streaming. The only reason I'm not giving it a fuck it was because, well, I have to appreciate the experience that I got out of going to the theater to see it.
Damn. You know what? I want to know more about your experience, because this is your first all-black comedy.
It was uncomfortable as fuck, dude. I'm not going alone next time.
Leu, are you giving it a stream because a black guy is standing over you right now?
No, I'm giving it a stream because it was like a sociological experiment.
Oh, you know what? I mean, I wish.
Plus, okay, I'll be honest. I'm giving a stream because, you know, you're right. There are some mildly good spots in this, including Gyeonghatsu for the most part.
The best, like,
Yeah.
That performance deserved to be in like some like a 500 Days of Summer, a Silver Linings Playbook. What he did in there, I was just looking at him, I was just like, man, you are too good for this.
Yeah, I agree. And he's the one that saves it from getting a fuck it, honestly.
These movies, honestly, I just got done talking shit about Trey Songz, but these kind of movies, these shits are made for people like Trey Songz and shit like that. Not Tate Diggs and fucking Jamon Hansu or...
Exactly. You know. If the studio really, like, would have gone all out to make that kind of movie, Gyeonghatsu would have been Chris Brown.
Oh my God.
And Tay Diggs probably would have been, I'm gonna go with one of the lesser known Wayans brothers.
Yeah, you know what? He was treading on that point too, honestly.
That's my point. So you know what? Since Hatsu is in there and somewhat saves the movie for a good, I'd say 10 minutes, I'll give it a stream at.
That's probably like the best thing that's probably the worst thing they did is putting all these black male actors in here, but it's probably the worst thing too, because had Tay Diggs been the main actor, he starts off all calm demeanor, cares about his job and stuff like that, but then halfway through the film of him, whatever, he started slowly losing it. Like, the writer stepped in on him and said, you know what, you're gonna act a goddamn fool now, whatever, we need you to look ridiculous and shit. And I was just like, why would they do that?
Yeah.
Not funny at all.
No, it's, you know, not. It's really painful to watch.
Yeah, exactly, because honestly, when I was watching the movie, I saw that these people were capable of doing, except for Trey Songz, I saw that these people were capable of doing something, even Tia Mowry or whatever. I was like, Brody? All the way through the film, I liked this character. There was never once I was just like, oh, why did he say that, whatever. I was like, yeah, he's great. I like him or whatever a lot. It's just a shame that he has to team up with two bitches through the fucking film. But
yeah, I agree.
So you know what, I was on the verge of a fucking, honestly, but, you know, talking about Jamon Hansu, I was like, you know, his performance was pretty goddamn good. Adam Brody, he was in the film almost damn near the whole film, and I liked him a lot or whatever. I mean, every time there was a bitch on screen, there was always somebody, even though they weren't the best actor, there was like a sensibility of a line given that was just like, that's understandable. Now, why is she acting like this and he's acting like that now? That doesn't make any sense or whatever. So yep. I guess I'll just go with you, the very, very lowest of the stream it's possibly ever.
All right. Well, I know you're making all the 500 Days of Summer references because we still got to talk about your man crush this week. Good night, everyone.
Honey, what are you doing?
He just wanted international travel booty.
That man could have had intergalactic travel booty.
Nobody move! I have no life, which gives me all day to ruin yours.
Come on, bro.